This is the Seabed Daily Text. People who say such things show us how to build an altar. Genesis 32:22-28. Then God said to Jacob, "Go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau." So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves, and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone." Consider this. When is the last time you built an altar? We will say goodbye to Jacob today, but not before he completes the God cycle. What is the God cycle? Thanks for asking. It is the movement from promise to struggle to blessing to worship. Remember, it was at Bethel where God first revealed himself to Jacob through a dream. As Jacob ran from the consequences of his broken life, God met him in a dream, revealing to him the covenant promise given Abraham and Isaac would also determine his destiny. Yea, God, right? Yes, but perhaps the biggest lesson of the Bible so far is how the promises of God necessarily mean struggle. Something in us wants to believe the presence and promises of God mean an easier path. It does not. God's promises mean an infinitely and eternally better life. They almost guarantee a harder path. The way of the cross is the way of blessing and yet struggle. After the promising dream in Bethel, the next 20 years delivered the struggle for Rachel, the struggle of Leah, the onerous yoke of Laban, and more than a dozen children who would define the legacy. And all of this under the impending cloud of doom from an angry older brother bent on revenge. Remember, through it all, God, promise, struggle, blessing. God blessed Jacob. God prospered Jacob. God favored Jacob. God delivered Jacob. Following the miraculous change of heart of older brother Esau and the happy reunion on the far side of the river Jabbok, God instructed Jacob to complete the cycle. The time had come to worship. Then God said to Jacob, "Go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau." Promise, struggle, blessing, worship. Certainly we worship our way through it all, and yet there's something to be said for building a new altar from time to time to mark significant God moments and faith milestones. They call for something more than the usual. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves, and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone." People who say such things show us what building an altar requires. First, it's a community affair. So Jacob said to his household and all who were with him. Second, it means a personal and community call to repentance. Get rid of all the foreign gods you have with you. Third, it means a call to a renewed heart-level consecration to God. Purify yourselves. Fourth, it calls for an outward sign of the inward reality. Change your clothes. Finally, it means sharing the testimony that it might become the shared witness of all. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone. Altars powerfully mark the movements of God while extending them forward for all who will kneel. So let me ask you again, when is the last time you built an altar? It's been too long for me. I see one coming on the horizon. You too? The prayer. Father, I want to be a person who says such things. Help me become this kind of person in my deep heart and this kind of leader in my relationships with others. You don't so much need this from me as you want it for me. Guide me in the who, what, where, when, and how of building an altar to mark your movement in my life, to complete the cycle of promise, struggle, and blessing with worship. Come, Holy Spirit, and train me to be such a person of faith. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question. So when is the last time you built an altar? What was that like? How did it go? What might the altar on the horizon look like in your life, family, church, community? A P.S. today. Okay, you can't make this up. Speaking of altars, 6 years ago today, at the time of this recording, I began writing for the Seedbed Daily Text. It's been a movement of promise, struggle, blessing, and worship. From my mom and a few friends, we have grown to nearly 20,000 souls. Praise God. In celebration, I'm going to be making a sacrificial gift to the Great Awakening Fund. I welcome you to join me. Just visit seedbed.com. I'll meet you at the altar. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.